RNZ understands the body of a former New Zealand soldier killed in Ukraine has officially been identified as Kane Te Tai. Kiwi veterans group No Duff says it's confident it will be able to bring Kane home to his mum. He is the third New Zealander to be killed in the conflict. Charlotte Cook has the latest.
Kane Te Tai always said he wasn't afraid to die, but he also wasn't afraid to live. The former Defence Force soldier is known to his teammates and friends for walking into every battle prepared, poised and ready to lead. Kane Te Tai was fighting in a trench in the Valadar area when he was killed by Russian soldiers. Friend and No Duff founder Aaron Wood says there's now a lengthy process to get him home.
You're talking about, obviously, numerous different international jurisdictions, processes and procedures of various organisations from Ukrainian military who will bring them back from the front to Kiev. Then they'll conduct their processes there at some point. Once that's complete, release the body and then moving it through to the Polish border and then to a plane and then back to New Zealand.
Kane Te Tai had spent almost a year in Ukraine, most recently tackling dangerous missions on the Eastern Front in Bakhmut. Sources told RNZ he had become so notorious, the Russians put an $11 million New Zealand dollar bounty on his head. The soldier, who operated under the call sign Turtle, told RNZ he had initially travelled to the conflict in search of something more exciting than his life in Aotearoa. But in this interview from August, he said that changed quickly.
You know, I've been here since April, and I've met so many people, and I've been everywhere in this country now. And the place grows on you, and the people grow on you, and the strength. And, you know, so that's why I'm still here. Yeah, there's just so much work to be done here. And, you know, I deeply care for the people now. When I got here, you know, it's fairly selfish reasons. Now it's, I've just sort of, you know, been pulled into really wanting to see this place thrive. So.
His mother, Nairi Te Tai, described her son as a complex, loving human who always kept her up to date, but slightly in the dark to save her worry. She says every time they spoke, he said, "I love you, Mum," but lately it was more like, "I'll see you soon." Nairi Te Tai says she will never fully understand why he went, but knew he had something he needed to prove.
Never did anything in Harps. We tried to stop him from going over, but he had his mind made up. It just came. Awesome father, awesome son, awesome uncle and brother. I accepted that's what he wanted to do, but I didn't accept that I may not see him again.
Kane Te Tai went viral just last week after rescuing a long-lost friend who was captured by Russians.
Turn around.
Oh, Nova Zealand.
Oh,
Nova Zealand.
My brother.
Nova Zealand.
I know him. Oh, he's in the Red House.
No. Oh, God. It's you.
Good guy.
No.
Come with me.
His commitment to helping people has been reflected in the outpouring of grief and love online and by his friends. Aaron Wood says he was a beautiful man.
He's a very gregarious, happy-go-lucky guy, and he just wanted people to live their best lives, and he wanted to help as many people as he could. That sounds like a cliche, but in his case, it's a truism. And that's his whole life, from service in the Defence Force, serving his country, serving his nation, serving his society, and just serving people. That's what he did. That's what his message was.
His message is something his mother hopes people will continue. She said, "Don't let my son's death be in vain."